If FSStudio keeps crashing or you want you to change these three settings, the first thing you do is check the plugins that are eating up the most CPU power. So you come right here, come to View, and then come to Plugin Performance Monitor. And this will show you the plugins that are using the most CPU. For example, you can see I have Triton right here, which is taking 15% of my CPU. So all I have to do is come right here, right click, then come to Render and Replace, and just copy my settings right here, and then click Start. And then you have it replaced. The next thing you can do is adjust your buffer length. Come to Options, come to Audio Settings. Now, if you're just making beats, you can use a bigger buffer length so that your CPU doesn't have to overwork to process sounds. The bigger the number, the less CPU power your plugins require. And the only thing you have to deal with is delay or latency when you're playing MIDI notes in. And the third thing you can do to save some CPU power is turning on Smart Disable. And this will save you a lot of processing power because your CPU wouldn't have to work on plugins that are not playing or not being used at the moment. Come to Options, Audio Settings, and then you come right here at the bottom, you see Smart Disable. And so long as this is enabled, it's only play or use plugins that are needed in the moment, and then deactivate it when it's not needed. So if you find this helpful and you'd like to learn more on how to make beats or how to mix and master, comment the word course if you're seeing this on Instagram. I'll send you a link to our online certification courses, or you can just visit our website, sctutorials.com, to sign up for the courses.